Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Silent
oh, no, no.
Night.
It's
Holy night.
It's Christmas time.
Why does your voice go weird like that?
Because I'm singing. Do you know what I watched yesterday?
What do you watch?
The Holiday. Have you seen that?
Love that. One of my favourite movies.
With Rose.
It was with Cameron Diaz, Jude Law.
Rose from Titanic.
Yeah.
And the guy from School of Rock.
Jack Black.
Yeah. And the girl from Mary. Mary, something about Mary.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. And Jude Law. And I have to say,
I love it how you went through everyone from different movies and then you didn't know what other movie Jude Law's in, so you just said Jude Law.
And obviously Jude Law. I thought it was a great movie. I'd not seen it before.
Had you never seen it?
No.
It's one of my favourite movies and perfect for Christmas time.
But I didn't know that these house swap websites even existed.
It's called Airbnb.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty much
no,
Airbnb.
I guess, but it's not really, because you can't swap your house with someone on Airbnb. How would Airbnb make any money?
I think.
And also, who paid in that transaction on the holiday? That's what I was wondering.
Why? Because her house is way nicer.
Yeah, she obviously paid.
No, they don't pay.
No, but she got, yeah, so no one pays. It was just a house swap.
Yeah, she wanted a nice little cottage. She wanted to go from a nice, like, small little cottage to the big world of LA. And the LA girl wanted to escape the city and the lights and all the buzz to go to a very sweet little cottage.
Yeah.
And what turns out...
Do you know
out,
that guy, the guy in it, Jasper?
Yeah.
Doesn't he can't remind you of Andy Jordan?
He's also in A Knight's Tale.
Yeah,
Jasper's in A Knight's Tale.
But if you look at a picture of
him. His name is.
What's his name?
Oh God, his name is begins with an R. Go to it.
Jasper. What is it? The Holiday.
His name's Ranulph or Rafe or something. His name is. Hold on. Rufus.
Rufus Sewell.
Rufus Sewell.
Doesn't he look like Andy Jordan?
He does actually. He looks so much like Andy Jordan. Oh my Lord. Check out Rufus Sewell. He looks exactly like Andy Jordan, all of our listeners. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. I hope you're having a lovely time. I'm joined here with Mr. Francis Bull, one of my greatest friends in the entire world. And it is our Christmas episode.
It's our Christmas episode. And, you know, we've got to have one. Obviously, we'd rather not do a Christmas episode. But we've got to do one.
Why would we not want to do a Christmas episode? I love Christmas.
Because, we love it. I'm just kidding. We're really enjoying it. It's great. And also, we have a lot still to come, including the answer to my Christmas question of the week.
I love how you're like teeing up what's about to happen. I quite like that, teasing everyone. They're going to be listening. They're not going to suddenly switch off, are they? Can you tell me something?
They would never do that.
Can you tell me something?
Yeah, probably.
I want to know about Christmas traditions. Okay. Why? Firstly, do we kiss under mistletoe?
Well, I guess in your case, it's, you know, the only action you get all year.
Okay, hon, so we've got mistletoe. Okay, here we go. I'm going to check out mistletoe kiss. Here we go. In the forest, this is why we kiss. In the forest, mistletoe is a bit of a scourge.
Scourge.
A parasitic plant that latches onto trees and leads and feeds off of them. But at Christmas, it becomes a symbol of romance. So where the tradition of kissing beneath the Christmas tree come from? The plant associated with romance stays, but that doesn't give us anything. Why kiss under...
So it's a weed.
Why do we kiss under mistletoe? I'm just trying to work this out.
Well, obviously, it's maybe some guy who wasn't getting any action made up this rumor that actually it was bad luck if you didn't kiss and you're under the mistletoe. And because it's a weed, he'd take people out, walk them through the gardens, find some mistletoe and say, oh, look, we're under some mistletoe. That means we've got a kiss.
Okay,
it was actually, you know, the game that you read, that famous book that you read?
I don't. You're
going on about it. This was like a byproduct of this guy who thought he was a pickup artist. He just started.
The mistletoe. No, mistletoe says one of the more common meanings is that the mistletoe is seen as a symbol of fertility and life, and that this could be why we kiss underneath it. I've never seen. Where does mistletoe grow? Does it grow on a tree, a bush? Where does it grow?
You just read that. It's a weed. It grows on trees.
Oh, I did. I just read that. Yeah, so I was just testing. But there are loads and loads of traditions at Christmas that I just don't really understand.
What's your favourite tradition?
Tradition. Well, at Christmas time, we actually, my family wear black tie.
Yeah.
So I wear a black tie suit. And doesn't matter if we're skiing, if we're at a friend's house, we all have to wear black tie.
But what's your favourite tradition?
Probably midnight mass.
Yeah, that's
good. I like going to Christmas carols, but I'm gonna chuck this out there, okay? And everyone who's listening and probably excited to go down for Christmas, I'm gonna throw it out there right now. I'm not a big fan of Christmas dinner. I don't really get stuffing. Yeah, it's okay, it's all right. Turkey, if I'm gonna be honest, a little bit dry.
Well, look, I think you're gonna be you're gonna probably want to move to Japan after I tell you the answer to the question of the week.
We can't tell me yet, but I want to. You know, like Brussels sprouts. I don't understand why people
don't like Brussels.
No,
I love Brussels sprouts.
Why do you love Brussels sprouts?
I love them.
Parsnips.
They're delicious.
I'm not sure about.
Sometimes I eat Brussels sprouts just casually.
Like, what do you mean? And at Christmas, you don't eat them casually?
No. I mean, I eat them like during the week. I'll cook Brussels sprouts. And what I do is I chop up some spring onions, some garlic, some onions. And then I'll fry some pancetta, boil some Brussels sprouts.
And then I'll mix it all together.
No cream. And I'll mix it all together in a frying pan with some salt. And, you know, then I've got, you know, a nice Brussels sprouts and bacon side dish.
And what then, do you cook for your main dish?
Some sort of steak or...
What kind of steak?
You know, it depends, really.
Knowing you would go for like a Wagyu beef. Or that's what you'd go for, a Wagyu steak. I know you, yeah.
I mean, I do like a Wagyu steak, yeah.
You would just... That's all you'd go for, Wagyu.
Yeah. You strictly only eat veal, don't you?
I don't.
Yeah, you do. You said you only eat veal.
I've never said that I only eat veal.
You said, and you'd like to know. You know, they have those things saying free range or ethically treated. You want something that says beaten up and abused. You only eat beaten up and abused veal.
I've never. I'm actually starting to go away from meat at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just think I am. Like, I stay away from red meat a little bit, even though I eat a bit of it. I'm sort of staying away from it. I'm slightly going away from chicken.
What do you mean when you say going away?
Well, I sort of, whenever I see it, I go, oh, no, and I sort of go away from it. I walk away. I don't eat it as much, yeah.
Or you eat it quickly.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know. But anyway, going back to, like, the Christmas lunch and things, that I'm just not sure it's that. It's that tasty bread sauce. I love gravy, great, but it's basically like a fancy version of a roast dinner, isn't it?
Well, maybe you're not doing it right.
What do you do there, Kay?
So you get up in all dressed up in your black tie,
yeah,
and then you'll go down to the like local harvester,
yeah,
and then you get on the carvery.
Yeah. No, what are those like carvery places called like Toby's?
Aren't they called Harvester? No, yeah, Toby Carvery.
Is it called the Toby Carvery?
So you guys get all dressed up in your black tie and then you get down to the Toby Carvery. Yeah, and then you just tuck in and you're like, well, this is a bit bland.
No, I don't. But what is your kid? I want to find out with you. What do you do? So Christmas Day comes.
We generally don't. We don't wear black tie. We're probably a bit more relaxed. We do go to midnight mass because obviously Catholic
family. Yeah, so midnight mass. You then wake up in the morning, and I'm talking about when you were a kid, because as we're older, things happen.
Well, definitely. When I was a kid, I was have a big family, but the family's grown. Like when I was younger, well, so I've got 30 on my dad's. I've got like 37 bragging. Seven cousins.
Now you're who's the one bragging in this one?
Yeah, I mean, I don't need to brag because it's, you know, Mike, the number of cousins does the talking for me, you know?
Okay.
But then, so we used to have these like big family gatherings where everyone would get together in one of our houses, and then there would be like you know, like 100 people there for Christmas. But then I think because the families have just grown, right? Because everyone's got more kids now, and
yeah, blah, blah,
blah. So people do different Christmases, but sometimes they're like, you know, people will blend around depending on the Christmas.
What do you mean blender? Where are they blending?
As in sometimes, you know, say someone's having Christmas at one house, someone's having Christmas in another house. So sometimes some people will go to that one, and some people will pick and choose.
Oh, just like spontaneous.
Yeah. Or go see someone, you know, go get meet up on Boxing Day or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I've got family in other countries as well. So sometimes I spend Christmas in the States, sometimes I spend Christmas.
God, you're such a jet setter. Look at you just flying around all over the place.
Well, you know.
But more what I want to know, so when you wake up in the morning, okay, and your stocking's there, do you take your stocking and go onto your parents' bed and you open up all the presents in your parents' bed? Do you open up your presents under the tree? How does it work?
Well, my parents are divorced, so...
Same.
Yeah, so I'm not really... I open Christmas presents at the tree.
You just have one tree that you just go to and you go like, hey,
no. Well, like I said, depending on where I am, sometimes I'll go to another family members on Boxing Day and we'll open presents there. Like, you know, so we'll get two Christmases or two or three.
When I go into my mum's this year, I still wake up in the morning and my stepdad and mum are there. We go into their room, we open up the presents, but I'm 30 years old. It's quite weird sitting on their bed and doing that. I still get a stocking. And then we have, this year we're doing Secret Santa, as I said in part one, but we normally would have presents underneath the tree and we would just do it that way. I remember when I was younger growing up, I used to, I'd open up all my presents under the tree. And then I would go, I'd open up my presents. Then I would say to my mum would be like, oh, should I go and look for your present on the tree? Hoping that I would find another present for me. Because I don't think I ever got the presents I asked for when
but
I was younger.
But were you always, would you say, like, when that moment, right, where you have a present and you're expecting another one, but then suddenly you realise that actually your present, the game is up. You've had all your presents.
Yeah, that's the worst moment.
And you're like, what the fuck?
That's the worst moment.
No, and then you're like, no, have another look. There must be another one because I was expecting a monkey.
I remember when my nanny bought me presents when I was young, and she bought me a puzzle, and I honestly thought it was a joke. I was like, what the fuck is she brought me a puzzle? As I don't want.
You're like, ha, yeah, really funny.
I don't want a puzzle. I don't get it. Yeah. That used to happen to me the whole time growing up.
Was the puzzle? The way you had to put the shapes in the holes?
It wasn't. It was actually of like the animals of Farthing Wood, I think. But I just don't...
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, but I just don't really... I don't think I ever
just chuck it in her face. Get out. Yeah. Get this away.
Get out. You're
me.
Fired. You're fired. Get out of here.
Well, I thought it was your aunt.
No, it was my nanny.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I never... I don't think
Don't fire your aunt. So typical of you.
I don't think I ever got a present that I really, really, like, loved, I don't think.
Really?
I can't remember one present growing up that I really, really, really loved. I think I was more the kid that they kind of just sort of gave, oh, God, we got to get one for Jamie, so let's just go and quickly grab him something.
So you're saying that your parents never put any thought into your presents?
Actually, I remember once that my dad got me a motorbike. yeah, that was pretty sweet, actually. Come to think of it, that was fucking awesome. It was an 80cc motorbike. That was great. But that was for my birthday, and I really wanted that. But
that's not Christmas.
Yeah, well, I know. That's why I'm just trying to give my dad a fucking
you were like, well, so this, you've set the bar high, Dad, because it's my birthday, but now Christmas, you've got to deliver.
Yeah, but I think also, because my birthday is 3rd November, which is right close to Christmas, I don't think that I ever got presents Like that. That's the other thing. Like at the moment, so Elle's birthday is on the 13th of November, right? So it's on the oh, she's now Speaking calling me devil. Right now. Oh, shall I pick up? Hold on 1 second. Let's just pick up to her. Hi, Biz.
Hi, Gudu.
Hey, Gudu.
The jeweler just got back to me. She asked if I could go and pick up the jewelry from her at 12 p.m. Are we leaving for that wedding, or are we leaving for the wedding on... I still can't remember when the wedding is.
The 21st. Yeah, we're doing that, baby.
But we'll be in London on the 20th?
Yeah, we're going to pick up my present, aren't we? Hey, can I just quickly ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
How much do you love my present that I got for you for Christmas?
So much. Are we on your podcast?
No.
Yeah, we are.
No, you're not.
Wait, you got her present. You got her present already.
Yeah, I got her present already. We did our presents early.
What?
Can you not pick the phone up when we're doing your podcast?
Oh, sorry, Biz. I just thought that I wanted to pick up to you because you were calling me.
No, you're very sweet, and it was a very sweet, thoughtful gift.
Well, what was it? What was it?
I got her some diamond earrings.
Oh.
Diamond earrings.
All right. Okay, listen, I'll call you later. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, everyone, we're going to come back with Private Parts in just 1 second.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Second, just after this. And now back to the podcast. Just want to brag the fact that I got a diamond earrings.
Yeah, I noticed.
I got it. But this is my point, right? Because I got it earrings for Christmas, right? So,
but actually, isn't it kind of nicer to give them to her on Christmas?
Well, no, because we're not spending Christmas together, right? So
yeah, but still, like,
yeah, I know, but I'm impatient when it comes to presents. I just want
you got them, and you're like, I just want to give them to her.
I just really want to give presents. But then,
basically, that's not really a Christmas present.
Yeah, it is.
No, because then she's not going to have anything from you on Christmas.
Yeah, but we did it this week, which was just a little bit before. But my point is that her birthday's on the 13th of November.
She's going to expect something else for Christmas.
No, we can't.
You're going to have to get her something else.
No, I'm not going to get her anything else. It's on the 13th.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
On the 13th of November is her birthday. And then obviously the 25th of December.
That's actually probably you gave her something closer to her birthday. Than Christmas.
No, I gave it to literally her a day ago.
What did you give her for her birthday?
I got her a ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
A wedding ring.
No, I didn't get her.
Engagement ring.
No, I did not.
You got something to tell us?
No, I did not get her an engagement ring. No, I got
Why
her.
Why not?
No, I because we're not engaged. I got her a nice ring and she liked it very much.
What kind of ring?
It was a ring. It was a
cock ring. Is that really for you?
It was,
you're doing that again. Buying presents for you, really, wouldn't you? Wrapping them up as hers.
No, it was a ring that I got. I actually got her a Tiffany's ring. And but as I got it for her birthday, and I put it in the box, and I was suddenly like, God, when she opens this up, she's really going to think this is a ring for like something else. So I made
that's quite yeah.
So I on her birthday when I was going to, I made sure that it was really informal. Standing there like so it didn't look like any way I was like getting on my knee or anything. So I was
and
like,
you before you were like making it really clear. You know, like I'm not going to propose to you any time.
Yeah, but I think you know towards Christmas time and all that kind of stuff. I thought maybe that she would think that.
Well, that's kind of, I guess you get a ring, you're skating on thin ice.
Wait, so tell me.
Playing a dangerous game.
But anyway, as I was saying, her birthday's 13 November and the Christmas is 25th of December. It's a really expensive time of year for not only me, but for everyone. If you have birthdays and kids and family and cousins, and you're spending so much money on this time of year. Holidays as well, if you want to go on holiday, if you want to buy Christmas dinner, that as well. It's just very expensive.
But really, it's about, you know, having the loved loved ones around you.
Hey, and you know what?
And
that's
it's the
priceless.
Thought that, the thought that counts, yeah. And, you know, people, you know, I guess people just like to be with each other at Christmas.
Oh, that is true. Hey, and on that lovely note, Francis, we need to have the answer to the Christmas question of the week.
I'll give you another hint. Colonel Santa.
Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is the traditional dish
that cannot
for Christmas in Japan. Yeah.
No. So hang on, to all of our listeners, the question of the week, the Christmas question of the week was, Francis.
So what is the traditional dish in Japan served over Christmas? And actually, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken, and originally there was a campaign. Were called Kentucky for Christmas or Kentucky for Christmaka, which is
and wait, they eat.
So now, it's become a tradition in Japan. They all eat Kentucky Fried Chicken as a you know they will eat Kentucky Fried Chicken for Christmas, which makes it a hell of a lot easier actually if you think about it. Just go to KFC and get a bargain bucket or something.
So for Christmas they eat KFC.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be the most delicious Christmas ever. I love KFC.
It's quite a good idea.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I really like KFC.
Yeah. So actually, you could actually just get up or get dressed up in your black tie and get down to KFC. We'll sit around.
Oh, I just love that. Hey, also, do you have your diary this week?
Yeah.
Okay, great, great. Well, let's have a little bit of your diary, buddy. I'm really excited for this. I just want to let you know as well. Hey, I think it's Christmas and... you know, we're having a lovely time here. I just want to say that I have had a lovely old year with you doing this podcast, Francis.
It's been a great year.
It's been a great year. So many things have happened. We've had some highlights or some highs. We've had some lows.
You've had a few more highs than most.
but I just had a great time.
And you know what I mean.
And what a nice way to round off pretty much our year with a nice little Christmas episode. Well, we're going to have another one coming out another time, but you know.
You're always having episodes.
I'm not always having episodes. Right, Francis, let's have a little sneak peek of your diary.
All right, well, in all honesty, I don't have my diary today.
Okay.
But I will tell you a story.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, a story. Let me think what it would be.
I love that. I'm going to tell you a thing, but let me have a quick think what it would be.
Let me tell you a story about... Oh, yeah. Okay, so I've been...
Let's set that up again. Okay, because okay. We don't want to pretend we haven't got it. So, okay, Francis, let's please have a little snippet of your diary.
Okay. So recently I've been dog-sitting, been looking after Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And
who's Alec Alphys' dog?
Who's Alec Alphys' dog? But he definitely feels like, you know, I've had him a lot this year, so I feel like he's, you know, part of the family. But a friend of mine got in touch with me because her friend is a photographer and wants to take pictures of people with their dogs. And I was like, well, I don't really have a dog, but I have this dog that I'm like looking after. Does that count? And she's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So then I ended up doing this photo shoot with Buddy. So I did this photo shoot with Buddy. like me and Buddy in the field playing around, like smiling. Yeah.
And, come here, Buddy.
Yeah.
Come here, Buddy.
It's so sweet. And there are loads of... So it's me, Matt Lucas, like various other like major A-list celebrities.
Wait, hang on. Can you just explain this again? So what was this for?
So it's for a book of a friend of a friend. I'll show you a picture.
Okay, so it's for a book for a friend of a friend?
For a friend of a friend. And so now there's this... I did say... You know, obviously, that it's not it's not actually my dog in the thing. But then the Daily Mail printed it, and then there's they printed all these pictures of me with Buddy saying Francis and his dog Buddy. And I was just like, oh my God, Alex is going to be furious. But
Alec had no idea. He had no idea.
It's called dogs.
Alec went, "What, my dog Buddy? Oh my god, I forgot I had a dog."
Yeah, it's called dogs and if you want to find
dogs and humans.
No, dogs and their humans. I think it is dog loose.
So you asked to do this book about a dog, and then you claim that Buddy was your dog, so you could do this.
I did ask Alec if he minded.
Hey, Alec, do you mind if I just pretend that Buddy's my dog for a day?
Yeah, so here we go. But there were loads, so I'll tell you some of the people that were in it. But anyway, the point is... Oh, wait, that's not it. Where is it? Dogs. Dogs. Where is it?
Do you want me to find it for you?
Lucy, so, dogs. Where is it?
I reckon you can find it quickly.
It's by Lucy Sewell.
Do you find it?
Oh yeah, there it is. Look at the picture. And look at Buddy's tongue hanging out.
Oh my God. So what we'd love you to do right now is, so Francis stole Dougie pretty much, Buddy pretty much from Alec and pretended.
No, I didn't steal him. No, actually, if anything, Alec left him at my house for ages. So I just had him, and I was like, well, I could do this photo shoot with Buddy, and then I'd also have some cute pictures of me and Buddy.
It is the most adorable photo. Go on to our Instagram at Private Podcast and check out this photo of Francis and Buddy. It is the most hilarious. It looks like you're a couple. It looks like you're going out with Buddy. I love you organized a photo shoot in the
country. I didn't organize it, but then you know, Lucy, lovely photographer, she also did another one about horses and their owners. But it's actually, I went to the book launch the other day. It was at Megan's, this restaurant
in London,
and it's a dog friendly restaurant. And so I went there. It turned out I didn't have Buddy because he was at home.
It's a dog friendly restaurant, but I just decided not to bring Buddy.
No, because obviously Buddy was down in the countryside and doing what he does best, which is eating poo. So I was then, but there were like literally 20 dogs in Megan's in the downstairs bit, all like woofing away and hanging out, and
woofing away.
And so now actually, you know, I have a lot of my Christmas presents sorted because I'm just gonna give them all. They won't find that out yet.
I love you're giving away your Christmas.
No, I'm gonna maybe give the books because it's got loads of dogs in it. It's
I
got
think
loads
that's of a
like
lovely
all these all like Alan Karp, Gok Wan, Matt Lucas, like various other you know, very high caliber people.
I think.
And also the second part of that story is that I got you know, Buddy and like a little blanket to lie on, and it's like a sort of furry blanket. And so I'll put it down for him to lie down on, and he'll always take himself to bed in the evenings. So he'll say, "Oh, it's bedtime now. I'm gonna go."
I love how he mumbles it as well.
Well, he's more like, "Oh, it's bedtime, isn't it, you old son?" Get from New York, and then say,
"Oh, how does he do it? Go on. How does he?"
It's
bedtime.
No, but he's more like, "Oh, it's bedtime." Bedtime, yeah. And then so then he'll go and so I'll put this thing down for him. And I don't know what it is, because he's been fixed, according to Alec. So, but every time I put the thing...
And fixed means he's been neutered, right?
Yeah, he's been neutered or spayed or whatever the correct term is. You know, you're the expert on that. and he'll start humping this blanket and, like, fiddling around with it, going, and then, like getting all rough with it. And it's confusing, but... That's it.
And you just go, "That is confusing," and then you go to bed.
Yeah. I had to keep like flattening it out for him to lie on, and then eventually he'll just, you know, lie on it and go to sleep.
Hey, well, that is a lovely story, Francis Paul.
But for Christmas, you know, it's sorted out a lot of my presents because People love dogs. People love pictures of dogs.
That's so true.
And I'm in it, so.
Hey, but also what we want to see.
I should probably get one for Alec, shouldn't
get
I?
Get one for Alec, 100%. Yeah. Be a lovely picture of his dog with you. But to all of our listeners who have tuned in for this entire year, thank you so much for constantly doing that. Merry, merry Christmas to every single one of you. I hope you have a lovely time with your loved ones, with your families, even if you are alone, wherever you are.
Do you know, if you're listening to this on Christmas Day, you know, Christmas Eve, potentially.
Or the 21st when it's released.
There are, and you've got a bit of time on your hands. You can also go and volunteer at the crisis shelter and go and give food and give up your time to help some of the homeless people at Christmas if you're feeling like you want to do something nice.
It's a lovely idea
for people who are not your immediate family.
That's a lovely idea.
You know, a lot of them don't have any family, or they, you know, do, but they don't see them all.
Well, and that's so lovely. And what we want to say to you is have the merriest of Christmas. I hope you are happy and warm and comfortable wherever you are listening to this. I hope all of your Christmas wishes come true. And we cannot wait to come back and entertain you for another whole year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, for another whole year.
Why did you say I think?
Why?
Have you got some other plans?
No, I have no other plans. We'll be back here for a whole another year. So until next
Christmas.
Can't
believe it's basically been 2 years.
It's been 2 years since you've done this. But Merry Christmas, everyone. From me, Francis, the whole team at
Prime Parts.
It's
like one of the new degrees they're bringing out.
Yeah, I like it.
They're launching 2 year degrees.
From me, Francis, the whole team at Private Parts, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from everyone. From me in particular.
And love you guys.
The listener. We should apparently refer to them as the listener.
Yes, I know, Francis. Let's just wrap up now.
I love the listener.
I just left it on the nicest little Merry Christmas, and you continue it. I'm going to say it now.
I love the listener.
Look, here we go.
Merry Christmas to the listener.
I'm going to say it right now, and we're going to leave it here because it's going to be so light. It's like the end of a movie. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Why do you have to jump in like that? Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, one and all.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.